Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Pastor Max.
Good afternoon, Brother Zama. How are you this afternoon?
I'm very well, thank you, Pastor. How are you doing?
It is well with my soul.
Oh, yes, indeed. Love that response. Thank you so much for being with us once again today. I want to invite all of those who have not joined us, and if you perhaps are joining us for the first time, you've missed out quite a bit, because we've been talking to the pastor about the power of community prayer, and we've looked at different angles. And so today is one last bit of this particular subject this weekend. As long as you aren't going to go against scripture, there's no right or wrong way to lead a prayer group. But that what are the most important things that we should be united for in prayer? And remember, prayer is simply talking to God with faith that He is listening. He loves you, and He has the power to answer for His glory and your good, whether that's in our individual group or in group prayer settings. Now, as a prayer group, Murud, what are some of the most important things we should be praying for in our day and age?
That's a profound question. And actually, my mind first moved to world peace. But then I'm reminded that in Thessalonians, it says that they will say peace and safety, peace and safety, and suddenly destruction will come. So I guess it changes then the narrative for our lives to say that rather let's look at salvific matters. Things like reconciliation and healing, you know, from racial and ethnicity and social divisions amongst ourselves, because we may fall in the trap to think that, you know, because I mean, a lot of racism and social constructs are some of the things that have hurt us as we are moving along. So rather, let's focus now and say the Lord must help us, because remember, Brother Zama, we'll still be black when we get to heaven.
Yeah, true.
So if you're in Revelation 7:9, it tells us that there will be people of all nations, of all tribes, you know, of all language that are going to stand. So we are going to still remain what God had created us. So what I'm saying is we then therefore must start healing now, because imagine you have not healed from tribalism or racism. How are you going to manage in heaven? Because people of all those races and all those nations will still them. So rather let's ask for healing from God, to say, God, heal us from these things, some of the things that I've experienced growing up. Also, it's important for us to pray for salvation, you know, for others and for everyone else in the world as well. But the one that I also think is very key is the issue of discernment. Because look at social media. Everybody now is a prophet. Everybody now suddenly knows what's going on in the Bible. Need to be able to discern. We must be so rooted in the Word of God that nothing will move us, you know. And then we must also, one pastor that I love, he used to say, we must not be so heavenly minded that we are of earthly, we are useless when it comes to the things of the earth. Meaning to say, things like human trafficking, we should be praying against those things. We should be fighting gender-based violence, for instance. And also, we should be visible and march when there are marches. We must march to say we stand against these things, because if we are silent, we have sent a message in our silence as well. So the list is long, but let's leave it at that. And let's leave it for now for there.
True. Thank you so much for that. Now, you know, not only praying, Pastor, I might add, but also doing something about it. I like that you're saying we must not be so heavenly minded that we are earthly useless. I suppose after praying, we don't fold our arms. Yes, we can pray for trafficking, for instance, and say, Lord, please help us in this scourge. But we don't then, after we rise from our knees, go about our lives and forget about it. We've got to do something as we pray about it, not so?
Yes, definitely. Whether it's through an app, where I think there was a movie I watched some time ago. It's based on a true story. Those are the movies that I actually enjoy. I just forgot the name, but the app is, if it's missing, for instance, the whole community gets the app, I mean the message, and everybody knows what she looks like, what she's wearing, and everybody's on a lookout. Something like that, you know? Because now we are living in a place, in a time where we are ruled by technology. So let's use it to our own advantage. If there's a march, let's record and send everywhere and be live to say, this is what we are marching against. We are standing against this particular item. Yes.
Lovely. Now, what are the key elements, would you say, that make a healthy and effective prayer group?
Yo, we've got to remember that Christ is the center of everything. We must make sure that our group, we always make it about Christ and not about any other thing except Christ. So we must always encourage the group members to seek the kingdom of heaven that is with you. And always remember that everything here on earth is temporary and it's scripted in a way. We must always, put our minds always towards heaven, and also be rooted in scripture, like I said, that we must know the way. Look how Jesus defeated the devil. He was always saying, "It is written, it is written." We should be able to know scripture so much so that even when the troubles of this world come, we stand on the word of God to say, but he promised that he will be with us even when we are going through trials and tribulation. And I think another one that we can look at is consistency and commitment. We must not be absent when the prayer meeting is on. Make sure that we attend when the prayer meeting is on, and just be present, just be there, and not just do lip service, but really be practical and make sure that when we are there, when people need us, we are actually there. There's nothing painful as if you need a pastor or a church member and they are not there. They're just upset. They're busy with other things, So we need to be very mindful when it comes to these things, to be sure to check up on people, check. When I was growing up, there used to be another pastor. That pastor saw us once a week, each and every member of the church. He really did visitation. And he died, and even today we about it, that, hey, Maru, you remember Pastor Mput? He would pitch up anytime to check up on people at any time, and he'd be wearing his suit, and that very suit is gonna also wear it also on Sabbath. So I think for me, he helped us to see that you must look forward to the Sabbath. It's preparation, especially if he visits you on Friday, preparation for the Sabbath. So yes, we must make sure that even though we are structured, but we must still be spirit-led. We must still balance everything out so that we are practical, like I always say.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I think that's very practical, actually, as you have just mentioned it. Now, how can people receive or rather perceive God's presence or guidance during a community prayer?
That's wonderful. I think the first thing that we need to say, Brother Zama, is that we should be careful not to focus on feelings. Human emotion, it can be deceiving. You may feel like something is it, and it unfortunately doesn't align with the word of God. So we must always make sure that even the way we feel, the way we worship, if we are convicted about something, it is matching with the word of God. That's why I said we must be rooted in the word of God, so that when something, we may be sure that this is from the Lord. Because look at how the devil is deceiving so many people out there. And if you look, just if you scan, it is usually based on feelings and on quote unquote miracles that people are coming around. Whereas we know that these people are actors, these people are paid to do these things. So we must be sure that when we even hear from the Lord, it's still, it still matches with what we are reading every day with the word of God as well. So make sure that our convictions are good, and also we can resonate with scripture. Characters that are in the Bible, remember, these things were written for our examples as well. So as we are listening and as we are reading, the scripture must speak to us, God remember speaks in so many ways, you know, in dreams, in the scripture, and for some people even audibly. But even when you hear audibly, it still must match the word of God. So yes, it is very important for us to connect with God and to know what God is saying. Like, for instance, I can come to you and say, Brother Zama, you know, I feel that the word is impressing me about you on 1, 2, 3. It still must align with scripture.
Yes,
and you must go back and confirm with God that, hey, this is what Pastor said. Let me also pray about it, and God will reveal to you as well. Yes.
Beautiful. Now, lastly, Pastor, how can community prayer be made accessible, you know, and welcoming to all of the people of backgrounds, ability, class, etc.?
Yeah, that is a brilliant one. I think love is the main thing there, Brother Zama. Let's make sure that we do everything in love, not necessarily as a uniformity, you know, to say, no, we got to do things this way. Let us be stirred and let us be moved by love. As we know, God is love, you know, and make space for people, you know, give people a chance to speak. The other time, like I was sharing with you, we did a campaign in Mansfield. I actually allowed people to speak so that we hear their feelings. And there was this gentleman who says, you know, for once in my life, I now know that even though I'm a drunkard, but God even loves me. And I think that is very important, because every time people may think, oh, no, it's only holy people that go to church. Even the very people that may, even himself, as you were saying, that I didn't know that God even loves me. I just thought that, you know, he's only for those people. So allow people to come and allow people to express themselves and allow people, you know, to show you who they are, so that we start now the process of healing. We start now the process of teaching and showing practical, radical hospitality. That is my number one. It's my go-to thing. Because if people come, we must show them hospitality.
Yep.
We must give them food. So we served a lot of food. We gave clothes. You know, we made sure that people, and the testimonies that came out of that was brilliant. I mean, people were healed. People got jobs. Somebody said they were always, they were trying to get money from somewhere, and it just was coming for years. And as we began to pray, God began to answer those questions as well. So we must let people know that there's spiritual safety, that they can come. The way we talk to people, you know, the language that we use, we should not use, you know, jargon. You know, people must understand who I was if we talk about Ellen White. They must know what is Adventism. What does the word Advent mean?
Yeah,
you know, so we must always meet people where they are.
Beautiful, beautiful, Pastor. Indeed, from all walks of life. I love that. Now, Pastor, what would be your final remarks? We've talked the whole week from Monday. We've addressed many issues, many angles. Perhaps your concluding remarks? What you'd like to leave with us?
Yes. Actually, I have final remarks. You know, there's a saying that says many people reject Jesus because of the bad experiences with religious people. I'm sure you've heard that. But what I want to say is that even Jesus himself had bad experiences with religious people too. And they ended up actually killing him. For you who's a listener, who's at home, you know, people have hurt you from church. Actually, I want to say I am sorry. Don't lose your time with Christ when you can have fellowship because of what somebody may have said. I know it's cult, especially sometimes we are insensitive as people, and sometimes, you know, we answer people however. Until when it comes to that person, it comes across as a rude remark. So I want to apologize to you, and I say I'm sorry. And I ask that you come back to church, come back to the love of God, and remember that Jesus loves you. None of us owns heaven. It's Christ who owns heaven. He wants you to fellowship with him well. And the last final word is that it is impossible for the soul to flourish while prayer is not a special exercise of the mind. That is Ellen White. You know, Ellen White reminds us that we ought to be praying day and night. Pray without ceasing. Pray for others. Pray for ourselves. And most importantly, have a relationship with Christ, our Savior.
Pastor,
amen.
Amen. Well, you know, I almost said, Pastor, pray for us. I don't know if it's the Spirit, but I was just holding back. I mean, but man, we're talking about prayer. Let's conclude it with a prayer, not so?
Yes. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to glory your name. We want to worship you. We want to give you all the honor, all the praise, because you are God. There is nothing that happens without you knowing. There is nothing that takes place without you ordaining it first. You are the giver of life. Give blessings. And Father, we want to just magnify your name this afternoon, glorify you and say you are holy. You are holy. You are holy. Indeed, angels are forever bowing down and saying that you are holy, because they suddenly realize something new about you that they didn't know before or prior. And so, my God, in everything, the trials, the tribulations that we may find ourselves in, may you remain the center of our joy. May you remain the center of our lives and our soul. You are the giver of life. You are everything to us. And we want to just dedicate ourselves this afternoon to you. As we've been talking about prayer, may the words of our lips that fall on us be a testimony to others that are around us. And may the meditation of the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit be acceptable to you, my God, so that we are not lost when the time comes. We want to pray a special prayer for the gadgets that you have given us. We want to pray a special prayer for the social media that you have given us. Mm. Let it be to the glory of your holy name. Mm. We want to pray that you bless them in a very special way. Guide him, protect him, keep him safe, and all the producers and all the workers at the Adventist World Radio. My God, I pray that you pour a blessing on them. I pray that as we are ministering to others, you minister us as well, that you uplift us in every way, in all the things that we do. Bless us, my God. Bless all the listeners. Reach them where they are. I know a lot of the people are going through a lot of the things, but I know that you are a God who meets people where they are. And so let the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen and amen.
Amen indeed. Pastor, thank you so much for your time. Blessings to you until we speak next time. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Brother Zama. God bless you. Amen.
Blessings. Thank you.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.